I am going to meet the photographer, John McLean, and we are going to go and visit a bookshop called Tip Tin. So we're on Stoke Newington High Street, and John and I are walking, we believe, in the right direction. So you produce your own books, and this is how you know the shop.
They've sold my books, yes, and when I produce a new self-published book, I put them in my bag and I guess my bicycle, and I cycle around my favourite 10 to 12 shops in London, bring my peace offering and see what they say.
Are there bookshops that are just dedicated to self-published books?
I think the bookshop we're going to is just dedicated to self-published books, yes.
Is it a commercial operation to do it this way, the way you do it?
In my personal experience, I would have to say it doesn't pay for itself, but it's just a very nimble way of distributing the work. A certain proportion of them do sell, and I put that money back into my next project.
How many do you print?
I usually print the fewest amount that's economical on an offset printer, which is about 500.
And have you sold out any other editions?
The early editions, I have very few left.
Rush now, while stocks last.
But I do quite like the idea of always having some in stock. I know certainly of quite a few photographers who will print maybe just 100 copies and very quickly advertise the fact that they've sold out, which in a way seems a shame to me and also seems to be a sort of contrived rarity.
So we've arrived, and let's go in and see what's... it's a lovely looking shop, actually. It is. I thought it was going to be like a garage or something, but it's not. It's actually a high street shop.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you, this is Richard.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
We were talking as we came down the street about how, to what extent you just deal with self-published books.
I think I try not to have big and very, very popular publishers.
Could you show us something that you've got in recently or you think is you could recommend to us?
Well, I try, because there was recently an exhibition of Japanese photo books. So I got this Daisuke Yokota, I think. It's a backyard. But it's kind of really fits my shop. And
what do you like about it?
I like the quality. I like the Xerox. The Xerox quality and the way it's a very, very DIY, but it's still very, because DIY books, they tend to be quite not messy. I don't really know what the right word, but this book is actually very neat.
I think when I've had a conversation with Katia in the past, we agreed on one thing, that we like mysterious photo books. So I tend to gravitate more towards photo books that don't have any text in them. And the model that I chose in terms of format for all my books is a very small book by Takashi Homma called Tokyo and My Daughter. And that's a book I've really enjoyed over the years, reinterpreting every time I pick it up. In fact, I found out recently that Takashi Homma doesn't actually have a daughter. So this is someone's a friend's child that he photographed for his book. So now I have to reinterpret all over again.
This book, which was...
So you're taking off an elastic band that's wrapped around it.
Yes, it's called Afronaut. It was rather popular book among people who are interested in self-publishing. Yes, it's about this amateur guy who wanted to create an amateur space project.
And do you know the photographer? How's this book come into your hands?
That's the thing, that I don't actually... I know all of them by email. But so it's a hard question to answer, because I do and I don't.
Is it difficult to sustain this? It's obviously partly a labour of love, but where lots of other bookshops are closing.
Online sales help a lot. Personally, I find it really hard to actually just work from home and motivate and being... just working from home. And I also want to start doing some activities, and I think this space would be great for like book launches and for gatherings for people discussing the publishing and things like that.
So do you feel part of a photography community?
since I've joined Twitter, I've felt more connected with other self-publishers of photo books. And we all kind of promote work we like, so that helps. As a photo book collector myself, I would say the importance of a bookshop like this is that it's very difficult to choose a book to buy just online from a JPEG of the cover. But in a bookshop like this, you can come and spend maybe half an hour, an hour, and experience the books and get a real sense of what they're like. And if they're really good photo books, then some of the personality of the maker will actually be in the book, and that's something you can never experience online.